What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on an episode of Working the Dash podcast. I'm happy that you've joined me today. And today I just want to talk about graceful grit. Want to let you know a reminder. Here's a reminder. Anything worth having is definitely worth working for. And great things come over time and not overnight. I want to just play a low light reel of my life relative to homework. I'm a proponent of education, and I'm always out on social media platforms. I'm always out on the socials saying, hey, homework crew, get your homework turned in. Let's be diligent. We cannot fail. We will not fail. And guess what, you all? The month of July, I blew it. I felt like, hey, if I can get on and share the highlight reels of what's going on in my life, certainly I can encourage someone today and let them know that just life happens. You know, sometimes it just happens. It's compiled, it's conglomerated, and you don't even know where this stuff is coming from. I'm like, what happened to my week? And so I just wanted to just come on and share that, hey, I blew it with my homework. I'm laughing because I'm a little bit embarrassed. I have to say it. I'm embarrassed. But I'm getting back on track. So the month of July, you all know I have a huge summer church convention that I attend the beginning of July. And that's a standard conference that I'm in. And it's, you know, it's an entire week. And I started school the Monday right after that week. So I started on the 11th or 12th of July. And here I am just cruising. And then all of a sudden, you know, I was asked to come speak at a youth event. I was, you know, required to come and, you know, fulfill that obligation because I had already committed to it, right? And then another one was placed on me and I accepted it. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I can juggle it. It's no problem. You know, it's towards the end of the month. No big deal, right? And so I'm just rolling along and I'm telling you, on top of school, work, church, life, family, I blew it. I was up to do an assignment. I did not complete my assignment on time. I'm just sharing this with you. I just want to be very transparent. I did not post my discussion question until late. So all of our discussion questions are due Thursdays at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I did not post it. In fact, I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I just totally forgot. I was working so hard on other things. I'm also a social media content manager. And so after work, I normally am trying to manage the content. And so I just, with everything that was just compiled that week, I just forgot. I wake up Friday and I'm like, OMG, I didn't even post my discussion. And I was just done. I was so hard on myself. I felt like maybe it's no big deal. I just won't even post it. Well, I took that back. I retracted that thought and I just went for it. I just said, hey, let me go ahead and post it. And I shared with someone that I was posting my discussion, but it was late. And they asked me the question. They said, TK, why would you post it? It's already late. You're not probably going to get any points for it. I said, listen, I have a 50-50 chance of either getting no points or some points. I'm going to go ahead and post the discussion. It's outside of the parameters of when it was due, but I'm going to respond to my peers like I turned it in on time. Come on in here, somebody. I'm going to do everything like I did it on time. Now, maybe the teacher get too busy. I was just hoping, just fingers crossed. Maybe the teacher just be too busy to notice, but everything is timed and date stamped. So I wasn't even thinking that. I just said, hey, it's still my responsibility to turn it in. I turned it in. It was late. And guess what? I didn't get 0 points. I didn't get 100 points, but she gave me 85 of those points. So here's my point in that. You just never know. I had a 50-50 chance of getting zero, but it was 100% chance of a zero if I did not take the opportunity to turn it in. And because I was already well aware of my responsibilities, I took responsibility. I was accountable for that. And so what I want to say today is that you just have to have graceful grit. You've got to know that whatever it is that you have commissioned for yourself, you've got to follow through with that. You, whatever it is, you have to follow it all the way through. It is my responsibility to take accountability for my schedule, managing my month, and the things thereof. And I have to also, listen to this, all of us, we have to pipe in extra padding for ourselves. What do you mean by that? You have to pipe in time to allow other things to be placed in your path for that month. You can't pack your day, your hours, your minutes, your seconds with so many things that you don't even give yourself a chance to breathe. Now, there are times that we will put our mouth on something that will then put the weight on our back, meaning that we will open our mouth and say, oh yes, I can take that on. And really, now the weight is on you to carry out that commitment. When sometimes graceful grit says, listen, you just don't have the capacity to do that. So you either manage it or you learn how to say, I don't have the capacity for that at this moment. So I just want to report and say that, yes, I turned in my paper. I did turn it in. And I have not received my grade back yet. I don't even know if I'm going to get a grade. I may have to suffer the consequence of a full zero. But you know what? It was my responsibility to get that paper turned in. And I did a full paper and I turned that in like what? Ha! Like I turned it in on time. And still, there's a zero sitting there. So if you all would please cross your fingers, wish me a lot of light and love. If I can just pull 2 points out of that paper, that'll be great. It'll be phenomenal because it'll put 2 points on the board for me. But if I have to suffer the zero, I'm only saying that graceful grit allows you or tells you that you still have to accept the responsibility. And guess what? When you are buffeted about for your own fault, you have to take the consequence patiently. Listen, when you make a decision, you come into covenant relationship with the consequence of that decision. Due to the fact that I allowed my schedule and my month to get a little bit out of hand, and I didn't really schedule well for my homework and for the time that I needed to commit to that, I came into covenant relationship mentally and physically, as well as emotionally, because it does play on your emotion when you're looking at a zero in your grade book, and emotionally with the consequence of the fact that I may have to accept a zero. So if you please would pray for me and my teacher, oh God, what can I do? I'm just praying and hoping that some sunlight will shine over her as she opens my late paper. And hopefully she will not just send me a note back that says, thank you for turning it in, but you will not be getting any grade for this. But hopefully she will at least allow that grade. Well, this has been Monday Mail. My Monday Mail simply is graceful grit. Keep it. Stay motivated by it. And listen, let's just not create, experiences where we're just investing in stuff and saying, oh, I'm just having a great life. And I'm just, let's invest in the moments of time. Let's invest in our month. Let's invest in who we are. Pipe in that extra time for yourself. Give yourself that extra time. And let's just adapt to the idea that we're going to make experiences last because we're going to give ourselves time to enjoy life. Well, this has been TK on another episode of Working the Dash podcast. Do me a favor. Here is your call to action. Share this podcast episode with someone. Let them know that I would love to hear their feedback as well as yours too. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And remember to grab on to some graceful grit. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.